welcome to Ford Field in Pittsburgh in the biggest ball game ever played in the history of this city. Game 7 of the 1960 World Series. The Pittsburgh Pirates against the New York Yankees. And I don't know what you're doing right now. There's 36,000 or better packed into this old ball, Archer. And you know how their hearts are beating. This is going to be quite a day. And we're just a moment or so away from game time. So quickly, here are the starting lineups. For the visiting Yankees this afternoon, leading off, playing at second base, Bobby Richardson. At shortstop, Tony Kubek. The right fielder batting third is Roger Maris. And in center field, batting out of the cleanup spot, the great Mickey Mantle. Playing in left field today, Lawrence Peterborough. At first base will be Bill Scourin. The catcher for the Yankees this afternoon, John Blanchard. The third baseman is the Goodrow Creek Boyer. And the pitcher, bullet Bob Turley, who has already won one game in a series, his record on the 60 season, 9 wins and 3 defeats. Now for Pittsburgh, leading off, playing center field, Billy Burton. The shortstop, Richard Marl Gross. The left fielder, and Danny Murtaugh is happy to have him back starting again, Bob Skinner. At first base today, in a mild surprise, will be Rocky Nelson. In right field, the great Roberto Clemente. Catching, Smokey Burgess. The third baseman is the guy that has been the inspirational leader of this ball club all year long, John Hoke. At second base, Bill Mazeroski. And on the mound, Vernon Law. He is 2-0 in the series, and he was 20-9 on the year. The umpires, Bill Zukowski of the National League behind home plate, Nestor Shylock of the American League at first base, Dusty Bodges will be at second, and Johnny Stevens will be at third. Along the left field line will be Stanley Landis, and down the right field line, Jim Honiston. So that sets the stage for you, and now 36,000 or better arriving to their feet here at Forks Field, and we ask you to join with us as we honor America in the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner.
Him a little bit, but he's in there nonetheless and ready to go. Stadium. So the Deacon has his sign now from Smokey Burgess. As Bill Jacowski said, let's play ball. The infield is straight away, the outfield straight away, and a not too deep on Bobby Richardson, although he can, as we know, yank that ball a pretty fair piece. So Bobby, a right-hand batter standing in, and the Deacon's into the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, and there goes a line drive right at Dick Gooden short, and the Yankees quickly see one away. Bobby Richardson hits a line drive on the first pitch from Vernon Law to Dick Gooden. There's one away.
Any indication they're coming right up to Deacon, aren't they?
Yes, sir. They're going to try to get in there as quickly as they can. Tony Kubek with one out of no score will be stepping in now. Tony, a right-hand batter, 370 for the first six games. Oh, the Yankee averages for the front six games against the Broncos. He's off them on the year. Kubek batted at 273. He can hit the long ball. The outfield is swung to the left. Skinner shakes toward the line, burdened toward the hole in left center field. And the first pitch from Law, fastball inside, low, ball one. Something behind his glove over to the Deacon. The Deacon knocks his head, goes back, gets around. You know, he does not use the rosin bag in any way. The outfield is prancing up on their toes. One out, none on, no score, just underway. A ball, one pitch, and it's right to the outside corner for a strike. So we got a one ball, one strike out on Tony Kubek, the on-deck batter, Roger Maris. The Deacon has his side now from Smokey Burgess. A count of one ball, one strike, pitch to Kubek. Inside for the ball, and it's 2-1. That's time that he can hurt, take a little offense. He can come with a good hard fastball, a good slider. His great thing, of course, is his pinpoint control. One out, none on, no score. Top half of the first, Kubek. Ball two, strike one. And now the Deacon ready to go. Here comes the pitch, and Kubek swings, tops it up in the infield. Going back for it, Bill Mazeroski drifting in behind second base, shades his eyes. He's got it to go away. Quickly up, two down as we go now to Roger Maris. Roger batting at 320 in the six games thus far on the season at 284. Left-hand batter, the outfield now swings around to the right. Skinner pulling over a little bit farther to his left, Burton in the right center, Clemente hugging over toward the line. Rocky Nelson is deep behind first base. Maz over a little bit toward the hole at second. Rotating up toward second base. Here's the pitch inside for the ball. Ball one and no strike from Vernon Law. Two down and on in the Yankee first inning. Roger Maris. Here's the Yankee batter. Now the Deacon doesn't like that ball, throws it in, and Smokey Burgess hands it to the umpire, Bill Jacowski. And he gives him another apple. This crowd is just in here waiting for something to happen, and hopefully, of course, for the Pirates side, the Yankees will go quietly. Two down and on. And Roger Maris is now the batter. Deacon is again ready. Into that windup, the pitch is on the way, and it's one on and popped up across the third base side. Don Hook drifting through the box, not letting his way. Hook is under. He's got it, and the Yankees are retired. So the Deacon puts the Yankees up and down in order. 1-2-3, and we go to the bottom half of the first. There is no score.
Rather easy innings of Vernon Law on the top half of the first, and Bob Foley just walked into our booth and said there's more people outside this ballpark right now than there is in it.
Well, I can believe that. I guarantee you this town is ready to blow wide open if they can hold on to the beautiful Yankees. When you take a look at the scores and the games the Yankees won, you wonder what the Broncos are doing here, but they've won their share. Obviously, they wouldn't be here for Game 7. So Billy Burton is standing in now. Billy hit 264 on the year, and the series thus far is hitting at 200. The Yankees will have Trilly on the mound. He was 9-3 on the regular season. He's 1-0 in the series. Blanchard will be his catcher. Lee Boyer will be playing third for the Yankees. Tony Kubek at short. Bobby Richardson will be at second base. Moose Cowan, the Purdue strong boy, will be over at first base. And Yogi Berra out in left field. Normally a catcher, but he's playing left. Mickey Mantle in center. Roger Maris in right. You were with the Yankees enough, Jim, to know before Trilly's first pitch come down here to Billy Burton. You're not too surprised with Berra being anywhere in this lineup or anything Casey might do, I suppose.
Just to have him found in there. I'm a little surprised that Trilly's starting myself. He only won 9 games through the year. He had his physical problems. And the Pirates, I think, would like to get him early.
All right, so here comes Billy Burton stepping in now. No score in the ball game. As Billy steps in, remember, he's batting 200 in the series. 264 on the year. Left-hand batter, the third baseman Boyer comes up tight third. The infield swung just slightly to the right, and they're playing Burton fairly straight away with Berra, Mantle, and Maris because he does not pull the 7 of the 1960 World Series. And the pitch is high inside for the ball. Two balls and a strike. Bob Sturley working on delivery.
Sturley not throwing it hard is when the Yankees got him from Baltimore, Bob, because when Jim Turner, pitching coach of the Yankees, got hold of him, he forced him to go to more breaking stuff than he used to throw.
All right, a ball finished, strike one count. Sturley comes down, Burton swings and hits a high fly ball out into left field. And Yogi Berra drops the sunglasses, comes in, gets under, and there's one away. So Burton leads off the Buntrell first inning with a high fly ball to medium left field. In one down, and it's Dick Gross, the captain of the club, standing in on the season, hitting a 3.26 on the series thus far in six games of 2-0. Good right-hand batter, as everyone knows, they play him straight away in the infield, straight away in the outfield. Bob Sturley gets his sign from Blanchard, comes down with a pitch, and Gross takes a strike on the outside corner. No balls, one strike to Dick Gross. On deck is Bob Skinner, the dog, as he's known. With the doggone menagerie of baseball players you've ever looked at. Burton the quail, Rose the chick, Skinner the dog, Nelson the rat. Roberto Clemente somehow or other escaped the menagerie. They call him Herschel. All right, here's the pitch to Gross, and it's inside for the ball.
A few opposing pitchers have called him other things.
Yes, they certainly have. Early now, getting his sign, trying to work quickly. One out, none on, no score in the bottom half of the first inning. Here comes the pitch to Gross. One on, he pops it high to the air, up to a shortstop. Tony Kubek comes in just a little bit, off to his left, hauls it in, and there it's 2-1. The Yankees, who went down 1-2 in the first inning, now see the Buccos do likewise on a fly ball by Skinner to left and a pop up to shortstop by Gross. Bob Skinner standing in for the year, batting at 273. In the series, 333. Left hand batting Bob Skinner, Yankee outfield swings right. First pitch to him, low and inside for the ball. The on deck batter, Rocky Nelson. As Jim told you, Jim Woods, somewhat of a surprise starter here in game 7. When you need the power, you're looking for a big Stewart. However, out of Murtaugh's thinking cap, and Nelson and Stewart have combined to knock in over 100 runs in the season thus far. Next pitch into Skinner, a ball on the inside corner for a called strike from Turley. Ball one and strike one.
Skinner hobbled all through this series with a bad, bad thumb. You wonder what might have happened, and we had a healthy Bob Skinner, too.
Yes, you certainly have to do that. A one ball, one strike count to the dog. The next pitch, fast ball on the inside corner, and it's strike two, and Turley's out in front. A one ball, two strike count, two down, none on, no score in the bottom half of the first inning, game 7 of the World Series, the Buccos and the New York Yankees. A one ball, two strike count, Turley back, misses just outside with a fastball, and the count is still two. Two balls, two strikes, Skinner knocks the dirt out of his cleat, steps back in. The outfield, as he said, swung a little bit around to the right, Roger Maris hugging over toward the line. Two balls, two strikes, Turley in the windup, the right hander checks it through, ball three, high. Skinner at 3-2. Frank Osiak coaching at third base. Mickey Vernon over at first. The sun beginning to creep out down the right field line here at Forbes Field. It's a historic ballpark. A ball three, strike two count to Bob Skinner. 30 minutes of the windup. Here comes the pitch. This is inside, ball four. So the first base runner of this 7th game goes to the Buccos. Bob Skinner draws a walk.
Good waiter, good eye, and one of the truest swings I've ever seen in all of baseball.
So now the Rock stands in, and you'd have to really do a little thinking to figure out how we could describe on radio the stance of the one called Rocky Nelson. It's the most unusual stance I guess I've ever seen in all of baseball, Boston.
But he is very effective with it. He's the MVP of the International League on two different occasions. Goodness knows he's done the job for us, Bob.
And Turley's in a windout into the stretch to him, checks Skinner over at first base, and he's inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Rocky Nelson. There are two down, no score here in the bottom half of the first inning. Bob Skinner on a 3-2 pitch, coach DeWalton, out of Turley. So Bob Skinner at first base, and Rocky Nelson the batter. All right, now the pitch from Turley, change up in there for the call strike, and we got a 1-1 count. One strike, no score in the bottom half of the first inning in this 7th and final game of the 1960 World Series. Turley checks his runner, Bob Skinner. Another check over at first base, and now the pitch to Nelson. One on, and there goes the long drive. It's deep in the right field. It's going right down the right field line. Going back is Roger Maris. You can kiss it goodbye. here to Vince Carr.
Well, I'll tell you, it's lots of excitement around this ballpark right now. Still a long ways to go on this one, but right now, I'd rather be in the Pirates position than I would the Yankees. And there's activity right now in the Yankee bullpen. Bobby Chance is up and throwing.
And so, the Bucos jump in front. The base on ball to Bob Chance. Catch for a home run by Rocky Nelson and Roberto Clemente standing in. Bobby's had a hit in every game of this World Series. Bobby's batting 320 in the series. Here is the highest batting average of a Pirate against the Yankees. And on the season, he hit it 314. A tremendous ball player, as everyone knows. Now they play him in right field. Roger Maris shaves the line. They gap him a little bit as Mickey Mantle moves over to his left. But they know that wherever he's pitching, he can sting that ball. 2-0. The Buccaneers lead to pitch the Clemente inside for the ball. Early on shaky ground. As Jim Possum Woods told you, Chance is warming in the Yankee bullpen. All right, now Clemente ready as he digs in again. Early into the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, and there's a high pop in the infield off the right side. Roger Richardson drifting over to the left a little bit. He's got it, and their side is retired. But the Buccos drop left with two runs. Nelson with Bob Skinner aboard, and we go to the top half of the second inning in Game 7, the Pirates 2 and the New York Yankees nothing.
Again, the Yankees brought up very late in the season. Bill Stafford, who a lot of people thought might start this last game, he is now joining the end of the bullpen. Okay, Bob.
All right, Mickey Mantle will be stepping in just a moment. 360 is his average thus far in the series, 275 on the season. I'll tell you one thing, win or lose, the Yankees have already done a man-sized job in rewriting the rest of the in the first six games. Little Bobby Richardson is only leading the Yankees day-to-day a solid record. He's the youngster from South Carolina. He's not getting more runs. He's done more things. We'll talk to you about that as the game progresses. But the Yankees on all the records, but we're in game 7. As Mantle stands in, switches this run ball on the mound. The outfield obviously way around to the right. Mantle's already fumbled one out of his 9,000 miles off Fred Green. Danny Clammer over the extra gate to right center. He can hit the power, and Jim, you saw some of his shots that left everything, including Yankee Stadium, almost.
Some I will never forget. The one-off south in Washington to the one-off Ramos at the stadium.
All right, first pitch from Law to Mickey Mantle. First ball right on the outside corner of the extension for a strike. 2-0, Pittsburgh on top here in the top half of the second inning. Yankees went rather quietly in the first inning, lining out the short by Bobby Richardson, popping up the second, Kubek, fouling out the host, Roger Maris. Mickey Mantle, the ball, one strike. Next to Durham, just inside the ball. One ball, one strike. Yogi Berra, the left fielder, is on deck. Pirates leading 2-0. Mantle digging one down there as Ross checks his signs for Smokey Burgess. Here comes the pitch, swung on, and there's a hard fly ball deep in the center field, drifting back to Billy Burton. Way back, got a lot of room to go. He got it. And Mickey Mantle is retired on a high, long fly ball to deep center field and spacious fourth field.
You can catch him in the ballpark, and of course, you got almost as much room here as you've got at center field in Yankee Stadium, too.
All right, another left-hand batter stepping in now, Yogi Berra. Casey Stengel's going for the punt. Yogi on the year, batting at 276, but hitting 333 in the series. 2-0, Pittsburgh Pirates. Hot field around to the right. Smoke is wide at third. Throat shaded over towards second base. Mass pulled over about halfway between first and second as Nelson hugs the line deep. First pitch to Berra. Pass ball just inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes to Yogi Berra. Mazeroski chirping away out there at second base. If you can call him chirping, just said something to go behind his glove. Now Berra ready as he digs in, and Law comes down with it just again inside. Missing this time by a net eyelash. Mantle having opened the inning here, the second for the Yankees, with a long fly ball to deep center, hauled in by Billy Burton. Now Law into the windup. Here comes the pitch. One on by Berra. There's a shot wide.
Inside ball four. So the Yankee pitching staff has come up now with two runs. Thus far, special pitcher, but he just kind of gave up on the whole thing. He can't run away.
Well, now the Buckeyes still have a shot, though, as Billy Burton stands in. Runners at second and third with two down. Don Loke at third and Bill Mazeroski at second. And Billy Burton, who flies to left field back in the first inning, standing in. Stafford in the windup. Here's the pitch. A fastball on the inside corner for a call strike. Two balls, one strike to Billy Burton. Pirates leading 2-0. Have runners at second and third, two down in the bottom half of the second inning. Again, here comes the pitch. This time he rips it right through the third and plays for a strike. Everything is hanging out here on this one. Again, he's snapping ready to go. Here comes the pitch. First one. Here's the guy. He's deep in the right center field. Good there for a base hit. He's going to knock in a couple of runs. Rocky Maris fumbles the ball in right field. Mazeroski scores. And the Buckeyes lead 4-0. That first goes to second on the air. Straight away today. They don't play in the pool of ball, but they serve.